Hello, welcome to the I Am The Coach podcast. I'm your host, Mariam Jam. Thank you so much for joining us again, all the way from Tokyo, Japan, where I am here with my dear friend, my brother, my mentor, my spiritual leader, Shuke Matsumoto. It is always an absolute honor to be with him here in Japan, in his own city. Shuke Matsumoto is an entrepreneur, is a young global leader from the World Economic Forum. He is a Buddhist monk. He called himself an ancestorist. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but he once challenged us to think about one single question. How do you become a better ancestor? We all know that we have a very limited time on this earth, so we will become ancestors tomorrow. But what are the actions we can take now to create a better society? That's what Shuke Matsumoto is asking to all of us to think about, to reflect on, to have a conversation around it, and hopefully we'll have more answers as we go along. I am so privileged to be here. I want to thank you so much for your support, your love, and your kindness. And thank you for giving me the feedback from Beatrice last week. Thank you for all of your love, your support, your kindness. Your empathy and your guidance is helping me move forward. And I really want to thank you. And each time you support I Am The Code, you are elevating young women and girls globally. Our girls are doing very well. I don't know if I told you last week, but the girls are eating now. They have 2 meals a day. Our ladies' school is the first school where there are refugees, but also they are the host community, the people that host the refugees who are now having 2 meals a day. You know, people always ask me, where is Kakuma? What is Kakuma? It is a refugee camp that hosts over 258,000 people. It is hot. It is tough. It's challenging. The refugees have been there for years and years and years. At I Am The Code, we are so privileged, so honored, and so thankful to be able to serve these young women who are from Burundi, Kinshasa, South Sudan. And most of you probably have read earlier about what is happening in Sudan. This will create more young women who are desperate. So that's why our work at I Am The Code is extremely urgent. It is our moral imperative that we do something about young women and girls suffering across the world. Their education matters to us. We must be aware, alert, vigilant to go out there and do something for these young women. I call on all of you to be vigilant, to go out there and to fix the wrong that is being done today to young women and girls. If you haven't heard my friend Shuke Matsumoto, please check him out. He's absolutely a brilliant man. By the way, if you like this content, please share the content with your friends. What you're gonna hear from Shuke Matsumoto must be shared by everyone. It is so important. His message are so clear. Everyone should listen to it. We count on you and your generosity to share this platform. Our podcast is all about values, authenticity, leadership, visibility, sharing the stories of the resilient human beings, the people I call the unsung heroes, people we don't care about, people we have forgotten, the leftovers. We think that the world will be a better place by just ignoring them. That's not true. That's why I have the honor and the privilege to go out there and try to do my best as a human being to support other people. As most of you know, as I said, Japan was absolutely amazing. I spoke to over 1,000 people. I was invited to come and share the Ubuntu concept of Africa, Ikigai of Japan, what makes you awake every single morning. I was invited by the Musahino University in Japan. A really wonderful team. I thank the people out there, but also I thank Professor Teruma Nishimoto. He's the president of the Musahino University. Thank you, Professor, if you're listening. Thank you, everyone in Japan. I loved going to Kumano. I loved the pilgrimage. I loved walking and understanding how do we make us, human beings, now, the people who are listening now, better ancestors. I really enjoyed this conversation with Shuke Matsumoto. Honestly, I could not end the conversation, but I just wanted you to have a flavor, to listen to this man. And maybe you can get something out of this and go and share with everyone. Thank you so much for your love, for listening to the podcast. Like I said, each time you support I Am The Code, you are elevating young women and girls globally. Our girls are now eating 2 meals a day. Thank you for that. And Madeline Fox, if you're listening, thank you so much for starting the fire. We do appreciate everything you guys are doing. Please enjoy the podcast. I am very happy that you are listening to Shuke Matsumoto. See you on the other side. Well, I'm here in Kyoto in Japan.
Yeah, welcome to Kyoto, Japan.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very happy to be with you.
Me too. Yeah. How was the event yesterday?
Yeah, so I very much excited about welcoming you at the event. So the capacity, the temple is big, but yeah, so we had big audiences, almost 1,000 people came to listen to your speech. That was fascinating.
Right now we are sitting in a very lovely place, but I just want to invite you on the podcast. This theme is very important, and we'll go into details about the question you ask to the world. How do you feel about the event of yesterday in Japan? It's the first one. How can the community support you more? Because I think it's a very, very important project you are running right now. And I think also give a message to the world. The podcast will be listened to by so many people. It will be good to tell the world what happened here in Japan. I think it was really an amazing moment. So why don't we start with you introducing yourself and tell everyone who you are and what you do.
Thank you. I'm Shuke Matsumoto. Recently, I introduced myself as an ancestorist, and I work in many ways across the world. This year, in January 2023, I joined the annual meeting in World Economic Forum and initiated a morning meditation session with ancestors for 3 days every morning. So yeah, that's part of my, you know, one of the example what I'm doing. And the idea why I call myself ancestorist, the reason is in Japan, we have a big worship for ancestors. And in this short-term world, I believe it is very important to expand our time frame, not only my own lifetime, but beyond it. So ancestorist is someone who asks you, where did you come from? And who are you? And where are you going? So as an ancestorist, I want to make a bridge between the people in the past and people to be born in the future.
So you are a monk?
Yeah, in Japanese.
You know, one of the things I really liked about the event you organized was a big celebration, the first one you organized this year. What was the event yesterday?
Okay, so the event was born in a collaboration between one of the largest traditional Buddhist school in Japan, Jodo Shinshyo Honganji-ha, and University, Musashino University. It was a celebration of 850 years birthday party, I would say, of Shinran Shonin, the founder of Jodo Shinshyo, one of the biggest Buddhist school in Japan. And also the celebration of 100-year anniversary of Musashino University, which the founding philosophy of Musashino University is spreading Buddha Dharma to the world. So the core idea of the event was appreciating the Buddha Dharma in this fragmented world.
You know, the theme for this season is who is fixing the world? And I think one of the questions you ask to the world, how can you be a better ancestor? But how can we be a better ancestor if we don't know how to fix the world? The world is very chaotic from what is happening in Sudan, refugees, so many problems. But we are going to be the ancestors. We have a duty to look after the world we are living in. So how can you answer that? Who is fixing the world?
So considering the urgency of our world, each of us has to become a good ancestor, right? My answer to the question is, could be, how can we become better ancestors? I want to leave more option for the future generations to choose. So I believe all of us wants to become better ancestors in one's way, but we really don't know the correct way to become better ancestors, because there is no right or wrong answer. But the important thing is, who are the people who decide how the future? Of course, the future generation should be the people who decide what kind of society we want to live, right? So it's not us to decide how the society should be in the future generation, right? So what we can do now as a current, you know, citizens on this planet is leaving more options for the future generations. to choose.
But I also believe that if you look at our ancestors, they've been here before. If you look at 100 years of living, most of them have gone now. We look into like Nelson Mandela, Desmond Tutu. We look into Gandhi, big people, Martin Luther King. Yeah, they are now our ancestors. But they were here to guide us, to tell us what to do. They knew they were not perfect. Do you think our ancestors were perfect?
No, no, never perfect. There is no perfect person in this world. But thanks to wisdom and even failure our ancestors has left, we can learn a lot of things from our ancestors. Even sometimes failure could teach more things than our wisdom. So as the successor of benefits and merits from our ancestors, what we can do is learning first and then doing at our best.
I think one of the things maybe you and I can look into, and maybe you can expand on this, because there is no data around what our ancestors have done. And we all know if something is not measured, it cannot be improved. So our goal right now is to improve the state of the world. You know, the World Economic Forum is committed to the world. And there are many organizations trying to do something better for the world, for the refugees, for young women, for boys, for many, many people who are disadvantaged. Do you think now with the rise of AI, ChatGPT, maybe we need to start measuring our impact so we can become better ancestors? We can look in 2023, this is what happened in Japan. Do you think we need to start measuring this impact?
Yes, of course. So compared to the previous generations, thanks to the advancement of our technologies around data, we can take advantage of more data. I personally, I won't say data can solve everything, but at least data tells something, especially data tells error, or data could indicate something happening. In that sense, I believe one of the responsibility of our generation is using data in a better way.
What I saw at the event yesterday and the question you asked to everybody, I think that it's such an important and profound question that, being a technologist myself, I really see that now we're improving behaviors. You know, now through our watch, we can improve our heart rate, we can improve our behavior, our mood. And I think there should be a way for us to use artificial intelligence to measure the impact of our ancestors now. Because like you said, we are going to be the future ancestors. But if we don't measure now, for example, what we eat, how we behave, I think data should play a role in how you can become a better ancestor.
So I agree with you. That's why in my initiative...
Can you tell people what it is?
Okay, so I have a couple of things I do for society. One of them is I started a company with a friend of my data scientist. The company name is Interbeam. So the basic idea is, yes, I observed that there are many employees in a company who suffer from mental health issues. And in this situation, I believe those people who suffer from mental illness can learn and can learn a lot of things from Buddhist philosophy.
Because they have anxiety. I believe the Western world, they have a lot of anxiety, especially young people. That's why I'm asking you, this organization you created must come now into life for the next generation.
That's why my company offers those who suffer from mental issues to have conversation, a dialogue, Buddhist monks or ancestors like me. In this initiative, I actually use data, especially the quality of voice we measure. So I record the voice of our dialogue via Zoom or something online, and we analyze quality of voice through AI emotion recognition algorithm, so that we can see the changes, vibration in our voice when we speak. And I won't say analysis of emotion through voice can solve everything, but at least we can see the changes of our mood. And many people don't know what kind of voices they speak.
Many people don't know that, because sometimes the voice when it goes up and down or go faster, you can feel the anger, the frustration of people, right? That's right. Amazing. You are doing that now to really measure that.
So that people can retrieve their true voice. Interestingly, after having dialogue with monks, the emotion in the voices of employees, the amount of sadness increases.
So they were sad more after sad. They listened to them.
Right. It's interesting. Because our interpretation, sadness is often recognized as a negative emotion. So in the philosophy, in a Buddhist way, sadness is the foundation of our emotions. So if you increase sadness in your voice, the capacity of your emotion increases. So it resonates with the capacity of empathy. So when your sadness increases, your emotional capacities, right? Yeah, with empathy. Sometimes you empathize with yourself, especially in a stressful environment. Mm. People shut off your emotion.
There are some voices annoy some people, you know? The way you speak to somebody annoys someone, or the tone of the voice.
Yeah.
How can we deal with that? If someone's voice is annoying or the voice has gone up, how can you deal with emotion?
There's no good or bad on emotion. So if you have anger in your voice, there should be some reason for that. So we try to observe and to be aware of having that quality in our emotion. So just observe, I have anger in my voice, and then accept it, don't deny. Mm-hmm. Then observe, accept, then it goes. If you deny it, so the emotion you denied come under your unconscious area.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, I think if you listen to this podcast, it's really amazing. One of the things I just asked Shuke-san is that sometimes people's voices annoys you. So he was just saying, you know, really accept it, but don't deny it. One of the things I also going to ask you is that during my visit here in Japan, we went to Kumano. We had a pilgrimage.
Yes.
It was so, so amazing. I've never seen any view like that. Can you tell people what was the pilgrimage about and why it's important to do this, especially with your new project you are working on?
Since we are living in a very, very fast society, we often get lost without thinking deeply. Yeah. So pilgrimage gives us a good opportunity to immerse ourselves in nature, where our sense to unknown things is cultivated. So the physical experience in...
I was very tired.
So the fatigue itself can also teach you the importance of your physical sense.
How to take care of yourself.
Right.
How to breathe and everything.
Yeah, so in the experience in the nature, on the way of pilgrimage, we see greens and we listen to the songs of birds and feel the wind and, full of sense of wonder blooms.
Also, the air was amazing. And what is your project right now? The pilgrimage is part of it, right?
Nature itself gives you that sense. But what I love in pilgrimage, especially in Japanese pilgrimage, we walk together with invisible existences, our ancestors, people to be born in the future, invisible people. Today, on this planet, we live, the global population is around 8 billion, right, people. In the past 50,000 years, it is said that the 100 billion people were people existed. In the next 50,000 years, thousands of billion people to be born. So, of course, 8 billion is big number, but still, in between the people in the past and the people in the future, we are very small. So the conference, like World Economic Forum, the leaders often emphasize the importance of multi-stakeholder community approach. Mm-hmm. from my perspective as an ancestorist, yeah, let's invite those invisible people from the past and from the future. That's what we need now to become better ancestors, I believe.
If you think about the ancestors that gone now, we all worshipping, which one would you like to be today?
So, actually, I want to be an unsung ancestor. I don't mind if I won't be remembered by the people in the future. But whatever I do must affect. It's like a butterfly effect, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Even a small changes. Yeah, small decision in my daily life could change the world.
The people want to touch the ancestor. They want mm-hmm. to go somewhere to worship the ancestor. Mm-hmm. They want to remember you with photos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think in the future the ancestor will be a cloud?
Already. Okay. Already. And actually, so I, myself, mm-hmm. is a product of ancestors. So in every part of my body, mind, spirit, I see plenty of ancestors.
Well, the other thing I was going to ask you, you know, we went to Kumano, we did a pilgrimage, you know, now we're going to leave Kyoto to go back to Tokyo. But if you think about it, after everything you've done this week, how can the world help you? What do we need to do to support this project now?
So the whole concept of this project is spreading the sense of transconceptualism in a way. We are in the addiction of binary thinking, mm-hmm. right or left, good or bad, blah, blah, blah. But it's useful, but sometimes it could be the reason of conflict. It creates fragmentation, separation, and conflict. So I hope the Comfort Tree Village will be the village where people can overcome our binary thinking. And yes, to overcome the binary thinking in this age, it's good to collect more data, right? To see the things more clearly. And of course, data has its own limitation, of course. But still, it's good to use data to understand each other and to overcome the binary thinking.
So do you want people to join the community?
Yes, of course. And I want to hear from you, from the listeners, how can we overcome the fragmented world? I want to know the way how we can do that.
So you want them to give you ideas, participate to the project you have?
So that's my idea. So the question, how can we become better ancestors? Could be one approach to overcome the fragmentation, especially. So we are facing at the intergenerational fragmentation, right? So we need to expand the time frame of our life. So that's my intention to pose this question.
That's such an amazing question. How can we become better ancestors? So I've got a couple of more questions for you. So you are now going to do more work around this. You'll be asking more questions to the world. So if you had a world leader in this room today, what do you want them to do for this?
That question, how can we become better ancestors, mm-hmm. is a good starting point for discussion. But I hope the outcome of our dialogue could be more practical, tangible thing. Yeah, so there are so many issues around the world. But one of the urgent issue is around ethics and the values in this generative AI.
It's very dangerous.
Rapidly growing.
And
nobody knows how we can handle it. We may be used by AI. So, yeah, the ethical issue is already big, but it will become bigger. So I think it's very important for the leaders to seriously discuss around that.
If you have young people listening to you right now, what is the advice do you have for them?
I won't say destroy all the technologies and the AIs and things. We can't. Already we have invented. So what we can do is seeking how we can live together with those technologies in a better way. And to do that, mm-hmm. it is very important to keep independence. Don't ask solution from others. If you just want to get immediate solutions, generative AI like ChatGPT will give you. But in the upcoming age, in the coming society, the quality of questions you can create becomes far more important than the quality of solution. The uniqueness of human being is the fact that we can create questions than just find the solutions. Of course, I'm not denying a solution. The quality of question you have in your own will become very important in next society.
Many people think in a very binary way. They don't think differently because they don't know. As mm-hmm. I said yesterday on my keynote, mm-hmm. when you don't know, you don't know. When you don't know better,
right.
You can't do better.
Yeah.
And our ancestors, maybe they didn't know better. That's mm-hmm. why they couldn't do better. They didn't have the technology. Our consciousness has risen in many, many ways. You know, there are less bad things happening now than 50, 100 years ago. And I believe that more years to come, there'll be less war, you know, because this new generation we're talking about, especially if you're asking these questions, can start helping them become better human beings. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, do you want them to start thinking about the solutions right now? Or do you want them to just answer the question? And can they write this down on Facebook? Can they follow you on Twitter or on Instagram? How can they give you their answer?
I'm very happy if I could be connected with you, mm-hmm. listeners, who wants to tell me your answer by SNS, social media, or even the website of Camphor Tree Village is still developing, but we want to make it as a platform who can, you know, post their own answer to this question. So, yeah, please follow my social media and the website. Yeah.
I think what Shuke just mentioned is very important. If you're listening to this podcast and you want to answer the questions, please go on the I Am The Code website or on social media and we will pass it over to him. We can collect a lot of these answers and send it to him as well. Is it anything else that you want to do by the end of this year?
Yeah, so I'm trying to write my new book so that I can tell my some wisdom to mitigate your stress in this stressful world, in a fragmented world.
Well, that's wonderful. Can you answer very quickly, who is fixing the world?
The world itself is fixing the world. And I am the part of the world for sure.
Well, the podcast season 8, the theme is Who is Fixing the World? I was here with my dear friend Shuke. I don't know if you've been to his podcast. He was with us on season 4, I think. And he mentioned something very special on the difference between loneliness and solitude. Uh-huh. So I don't know if you've seen that. But if you haven't seen it, please go and listen to Shuke Matsumoto. He's really amazing. He's a monk from Japan, a fellow young global leader, and his project is really fantastic. We're going to put all the links on the website. Hopefully you can have access to it. And again, the question he asked is a very simple question.
How can we become better ancestors?
That's his question to you. We'll wait for your answers. Thank you. I will see you again very soon. How to become better ancestors? That's the question he's asking to everyone. We all will become ancestors. We will leave this earth. But the question for you is, what ancestor do you want to become? What are you leaving on this earth? What are you doing for your fellow human beings? Are you inviting them to join your company? Are you hiring them? Are you supporting them? What are you doing? Are you holding them accountable? Are they responsible for their own actions? Everything. Our actions have got consequences. The problem is, today, if we talk about climate change issues, as you heard from Shuke, most of us don't know that our actions is causing the climate change crisis. Our actions is causing the refugee crisis. Our actions is causing so many, many things. But unless we look inside and ask ourselves, what are we doing better? Are we learning every day? Are we improving? Are we making self-assessment? How can we make the world a better place by being the change we want to see? One of the things I also learned this week is this. You don't need to prove yourself to anybody. You don't need to justify yourself to anyone. You do not need permission from anyone. Absolutely not. Be yourself. Be authentic. Put boundaries. Be assertive with who you are. Sometimes you want to avoid conflicts. We don't want conflicts. We don't want problems. But you must hold people accountable. When people are taking you for granted, call them out and tell them, hey, I don't like that. Put boundaries. Because at the end of the day, we're all human beings. We want to be treated with love, with respect, and with kindness. You want people who can bring joy, love, laughter, compassion, kindness in your life. We had a lovely time this week meeting friends and talking to them here in Japan, in Tokyo. So really remember, the people you surround yourself with are extremely important. I want to wish you a lovely Friday, but please remember that I Am The Code, we are a very small team, totally dedicated to making the world a better place by creating inspiring content for people who want to do better and be better. Thank you for being here. I'm your host, Mariam Jab. Have a lovely Friday. Go out there and fix the world. The only way we can fix the world is by asking ourselves, what have our ancestors done before us? And how can we become the better ancestors? Have a lovely weekend. Thank you and goodbye.